When Frances Burnett, author of The Secret Garden, sat down to write the story of an orphaned girl sent from India to the Yorkshire Moors, where she helps herself and others find redemption and health by reviving a forgotten garden, she composed it not in the north of England, but in her new home on Long Island. Born in 1849 and raised in Manchester, England, into a middle-class family, she moved as a teenager to Tennessee when her widowed mother decided they should emigrate at the end of the Civil War. Although they were poor, Burnett was delighted at giving up the grit and smoke of a factory city for the stunning landscapes of eastern Tennessee. In America, she soon began to publish her romantic stories in some of the most popular magazines, eventually becoming hugely famous when she published her sixth novel, Little Lord Fauntleroy, in 1886. From the first, her work had never been turned down by any publisher, but with Fauntleroy she became, and remained, the highest-paid woman writer of her time, churning out books and stories with great regularity. Despite the enormous success of Fauntleroy, and later of A Little Princess, most of her novels and plays were not for a juvenile audience.